I've always felt that I experience the holiday season a bit differently than most people. Luckily for me, I don't dread time with family. Well, maybe a bit when it comes to time with my in-laws, but overall, not so much. Instead, the challenge I feel most keenly is a major life challenge I've been reflecting on a lot lately. I seem to be particularly prone to the feeling of nostalgia. I reflect on Thanksgivings spent playing football with all of my mother's extended family and watching Michigan beat Ohio State. I reflect on Christmas Eve spaghetti and meatballs and on my brother playing Santa to pass out presents. Mostly, I reflect on my childhood friends and all of the wintertime activities we shared and how we, as unchurched individuals, created spiritual moments together. The challenge I've been pondering is how to navigate the maintenance of tradition versus the exploration of new paths. Michigan doesn't beat Ohio State anymore, and try as I might, even if all of my childhood friends are able to get together, life has changed us in ways that recreating a series of events doesn't recreate the same series of feelings. But over the years, I've discovered new experiences that feel right and could be the seed of new traditions. A yearly Thanksgiving weekend hike, a trek up Mount Major to watch the 4th of July fireworks, a Yankee swap of the most ostentatious Christmas ornaments we can find, and bacon in the egg, when we put bacon instead of candy in plastic Easter eggs for our dog to have his own Easter egg hunt. What traditions are important to uphold to provide a foundation and a well-worn path that guides us home? When should we tread new paths and find the nuggets of wisdom in the mysterious places we have yet to tread? Many of us come here to South Church after leaving traditions that felt stodgy or constraining, but traditions are present here too. What better place to ask and explore these questions than a place like South Church? May we continue our work to build traditions and experiences that serve us and leave behind those traditions we become subservient to.